Casey, you're a firefighter, so I'm sure you've seen a lot, especially with the cold, right?
A few years ago, we had a lot of busted pipes.
Funny you bring that up. My pipe busted yesterday. And this is the first time I've ever dealt with that. So, and I will tell you this, and if anybody hears this, this is the best piece of advice I can give to anybody. Know where your water shutoff valve is.
That is a very good idea.
Yeah, if you don't know where it is, go find out, because that will save your whole house if you are there and a pipe bust to get that water turned off as fast as possible. We had about a half an inch of water, standing water, in our kitchen and part of our living room, but fortunately, my wife and I were both home yesterday. It was Martin Luther King Day, so we were both off of work. And so it was only running for about 20 minutes before we noticed into our kitchen. It was under our sink that it burst. But I can't imagine the damage it would have caused, because at that time of day, it would have been another 6 hours before we got home.
Yeah, you would have been pulling out drywall for sure.
Oh my God, it would have been worst case scenario. So let's do this. Was there a disaster in your house that you came home to? It doesn't have to be like a water disaster. Maybe your dog ended up tearing up the couch, or whatever the case may be. Like, there's some sort of disaster. You came home and saw what?
I came home. My 8-foot Christmas tree was down on the floor. Half the ornaments were smashed in a million pieces. And I was not there when the disaster happened. I walked in after the fact.
What? Did it fall? Was it a dog? What? I need more info.
So this was a debate in my household for the last round of weeks. The cat got blamed for this.
Okay.
My cat. This is the cat that the husband inherited. So, of course, it's the cat. Meanwhile, come to find out, he put the tree in a stand that was way too small for this tree.
Mm.
Totally blamed the cat. And so it was actually my husband's fault in the end. And we ended up having to replace, like, all the ornaments on our tree.
And he blamed the cat. That is hilarious. Wow.
Totally blame the cat. It's not the cat's fault, but that's okay.
Dude,
let him get away with it.
That cat is going to knock every cup of coffee that man ever has off the counter for the rest of his life.
Totally. They were never friends, and now I know why.
Great story. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Chris, you come home to a disaster?
Yeah, a failed injector pump.
And what happens when that happens?
So when a failed injector pump fails, you have sewage all over your basement.
So how long was that going on before you got home?
I would say probably within an hour or two.
Okay.
You know, pretty much, you know, everything would stop working downstairs. It would start coming up the floor drains. You know, obviously I see it on a regular occasion because I am a plumber and
sewer
and drain tech.
I was going to ask you how much that ended up costing, but did you fix most of it yourself?
I fixed most of it. The nice thing is I get a cost on a pump, but normally it's like $2,200.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. You got the hookup. That's good. Damn, man. Hey, Tristan, you came home to what?
I came home to my miniature poodle stuck on a glue trap meant for mice. And he had stuck one hand on it and then stuck the other hand
to get
the original foot off. And then by the time we got home from the Chicago Wolves game, actually, it was country night.
Austin was there for that.
Yeah, he was there, and my dog had chewed the middle of the rat trap to free his hands, and so then he had this sticky trap stuck to his face and both hands.
Oh, poor guy. You got home, and what happened here?
And that was the night that we were hosting guests in our spare bedroom.
Of course.
Had never been there before, and they were so excited to meet the dog, and I was like, hold on.
They came over, they're like, what's wrong with your dog? What's your dog's name?
Cashew.
You're like, way to make a bad first impression, Cashew.
Oh, God. Who knows how long he was like that, but I felt so bad.
Poor guy. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Great story.
I was all but 22.